want to speak today upon the guardian that God made for the two first human beings upon this earth. And there was a warning to both Adam, and then further after Eve was created, that they could eat of the fruit of the trees in the Garden of Eden. But there was one tree forbidden, and that was the tree of good and evil. And they were told that if they took of that tree, they would bring the curse of God upon them. Want to come to the stern law that bound both Adam and his wife Eve. This path that they were to walk was a path, if they walked it, they would prove its blessing and its health and prosperity. But if they turned aside from this path, they would be in darkness and in the rose, and that darkness would go on to the damnation of their souls. Only God's grace could get Adam back to himself. When he violated, along with his wife, the stern commandment of God, only the grace of God could blot out Adam's crime, could kill the killer, and getting away from God was really and truly a way of damnation and not the way of salvation. To run away was damnation. To confess and call for pardon and grace was a way of salvation. How Satan and his devils rejoiced in the sin of Adam and Eve and in their folly when they deliberately broke God's commandment and partook of the forbidden fruit. And they entered into a place of sin. Alas, alas, the world's first man was the world's first sinner. Adam's sin found him out. He learned that he was lost. He learned the enmity of Satan in his lying. He learned that Satan was the eternal enemy of God and the enemy of God's created beings. Satan is always set on devouring mankind and wipe this arena from men and women and boys and girls. Satan is the great death displayer. He is a disturber on this earth. He deals in death. The greatest man ever to set foot on earth are soon removed by death because they partake of the forbidden fruit. Death is the result of Satan. Death itself is the ditch and hole of man's grave. Satan, after death, is the darkness of hell. That's what will happen when you sin. The mighty general of hell trades in the business of death. Death is always in Satan's cup. Getting away from God is the path of darkness and the path of instant damnation. Only God's grace could get Adam back to God himself. Only God's grace and God's love alone could triumph where Satan had triumphed in man's life. Only the grace of God can blot out Adam's crime and kill the would-be killer. Getting away from God was the way of damnation, not the way of salvation, the day of damnation, the way of damnation. To run away was damnation, to confess and call for salvation is the way of salvation. How Satan and his devils rejoice in hellish glee over the sin that Adam and his wife committed. Alas, alas, the world's first man was the world's first sinner. Adam's sin had truly found him out. And the light of God's truth must be reopened, and the converted preachers may go with God's message to the sad field where man had sinned and enlighten man of a gospel of grace and pardon available to the sinner. God's word is light, and that light must be made to shine and chase away the darkness on that road to hell. God says, let there be light. And there was light. And what God did in the natural world, he does in the spiritual world. Where there is darkness, God shines with the light of the glorious gospel. In this day, as we lift our eyes over the whole world, we can witness its darkness. And it can see, witness all the result of that darkness. We are all earning a darkness through Adam's terrible disobedience, led to it by his wife, the partaking of that which is forbidden by God Almighty. But let me say that we have to look carefully into this matter to see exactly the extent of this sin. When this prohibition was issued from the lips of the everlasting God, it was understood clearly by Adam and by Eve. There were two ways in the garden. The way either to heaven or the way of disobedience, which would bring the soul to hell. Heaven can be obtained through the grace of God, but hell will be obtained by disobedience to the commandments of God. And so we see Adam and Eve standing at the crossroads, and we see the cunning of Satan to bring Adam along a road that will surely end in hell if God does not interrupt the sinner by the power of his saving grace. We need to look carefully at the prohibition that God laid down so clearly. Adam, you must not eat of the fruit of the tree. Eve, you must not eat of the fruit of the tree. For if you eat of the fruit of the tree, there will be punishment. And what will the punishment be? It will be the punishment of death, and after death, damnation. What a sin is here declared by the thrice holy God. This commandment was uttered by the Lord to be obeyed and recognized to be what it is, God's precious law. to be obeyed. It is the will of God that this fruit should not be partaken of. It is banned. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Innocent blood alone can stand before God. And no doubt, Adam was perfectly clear about what God was forbidding. And so was his wife. And yet, what do we find? We find that both Adam and Eve turned their eyes away from God and turned their eyes on the road that was forbidden. We look down upon the garden of beauty, a garden of blessing, and a garden of sinlessness. And here is Adam, and here is his wife. And they stand and speak together about the prohibition and how they ought not to partake of the fruit, how they should turn their back on the tree, and how they should eternally declare, this is no way for us to go. But alas, the contemplation of the fruit taking and the wonderful look of that fruit swayed the mind of the woman and the mind of the man. And so we come to that terrible act, an act that put Adam and Eve off the road of blessing onto the road to hell. Think of it. Both Adam and Eve contemplate the tree, contemplate the prohibition, and contemplate the judgment. Eve was silenced. Not a word could she speak. And hell and damnation and eternal darkness came up to crush her as she stood there with the bead of sweat upon her face and weighed her finding in the sure wearing place of God. Was she going to continue the road to heaven? Or was she going to turned down to hell. Would she have the terms of holiness worked out in her life? Or would she have instead the awful curse of turning to hell? Heaven has been removed from her dictionary, and perdition was at the door, and hell was beyond the door. Oh, the darkness! Oh, the death! Oh, the damnation! Oh, the woe! Oh, the hopelessness! Oh, the helplessness! Darkness was before her. More darkness was before her. Much darkness was before her. Eternal blackness was before her. Here was a gloom which was continuous. Here was a night that never knew the morning sun. Here was a night fever that condemned the doer of the sin, eternal hell. Oh, let me say, instead of trembling, this woman and this man reached forth their hands to break the commandment of the God of the whole earth. Adam and Eve waited for the doom of the eternal. A doom that cannot be ended but by the God who laid down the commandment. And by the sacrifice in the place of sinners, his own most precious son. What a day that was. What a decision was made. What a curse came. And that curse continues to this very day. Oh yes, Adam and Eve fell, and how terrible was that fall. She realized that she was breaking God's commandment. He realized, Adam, that he had led her to that tree. For Adam, there was hell. And for Eve, there was hell. Except God's grace could be reached. Hell, damnation, and eternal darkness became her and her husband. Heaven had been removed from their path. It had been removed by the God who made it. And before the man and the woman at the very door of the gate to heaven. There was the down grade of hell. Oh, the darkness. Oh, the death. Oh, the damnation. Oh, what woe. Oh, what hopelessness. Oh, what helplessness. Darkness. More darkness. Eternal darkness. Here was a gloom that was a continuous night. Here was a night fever that burned with eternal coals, lit in the fires of hell. Our first fallen man, Adam, and his fallen wife, who had walked the earth in glorious sinlessness, had kept company with God in glorious and wonderful conversation and grace. He is now no longer enjoying the grace of God, but he's called to endure the damnation of hell. Adam getting away from God on the path of damnation was no longer on the path of salvation. How hell and Satan rejoiced over man's folly, over the death bells ringing for Adam and Eve lives. Hell and Satan joined in a great rejoicing. Oh, the delight of hell and sin. Oh, the darkness of Adam and Eve. What a darkness that settled down over these two still in the garden and still beside the trees that brought them damnation. Be sure your sin will find you out. Adam and Eve had been found out. Judgment caught up on them. They could not escape. Be sure your sin, Adam. Be sure your sin, Eve, will find you out. Be sure your sin will be found out. Judgment caught up upon them instantly. Two sinless persons, a man and his wife, 1 minute before. When the minute went in, an unholy Adam and an unholy Eve stand shaking in the dark. The darkness of hell itself. What a mournful cry came from the lips of Adam and came from the lips of Eve. Be sure, Adam. Be sure, Eve. Your sin will find you out. Poor Adam. He found out that he was lost. Poor Eve. She found out that she was lost. Satan had won the war. Satan had conquered the first parents. Hell went away rejoicing. And Adam and Eve started on the road of damnation. The future, as far as both of them were concerned, was the future of damnation. They had not in their power a way to save themselves. They were already sentenced for damnation. Nothing that they would do would take away their sin and make them whiter than the snow. If God did not act in grace, they would be in hell for eternity. Eternity, eternity, where would you spend eternity? If there's not a way of escape, a way of forgiveness, a way of gospel healing, then Adam and Eve will be in hell forever. You remember what God said. You have not to eat and they ate. God ordered a way in which they were to walk, but they refused to walk in it. At the end of that way, there would have been everlasting life. But now Adam and Eve are both in the way to everlasting death. If God Almighty doesn't intervene, Adam and Eve will be in hell forever. And all their offspring will be in hell. There is only one way to safety, and that is the way of the cross. A substitute must be found, gracious enough, strong enough, and eternally, and everlastingly able enough to turn the tide. And that one would be God's own Son. He could be the Savior of Adam. He could be the Savior of Eve. He had omnipotent power to turn the whole situation from hell and turn it to heaven. Now in Adam and Eve, you have a picture of yourself. And you have committed the sin that will take you to hell. But something wonderfully has happened. God's only Son has stepped from heaven down to hell and has given himself a ransom for the many. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid on him. And by his stripes we are healed. Salvation, full and free, without money and without price, is yours for the asking and the taking. I would plead with you, sinner, to where you are, lift your heart and simply say these words: Lord Jesus, thou hast invited me to come and be saved. Lord Jesus, I am coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. And Christ has given this unbreakable promise. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Take Christ now. Lord, be accepting me now as a sinner, saved by grace. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. Help, O God, some dear person who has heard this simple gospel address to cry to God for mercy. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.